Case number 10,317, Sharon and Kent Carson, north of Road 503A, 435 feet south of Road 501. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a stable structure.
Kent Carson, 8887 Blackbird Road.
Delmar, Delaware?
Delmar, Delaware.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I built this structure myself, and I put it in the wrong place by accident. Had someone go check at planning and zoning for me, ask me about setbacks. They brought me back some numbers on a piece of paper, 50 foot from the front. Somehow, I got it in my mind that that was from the edge of the road, not a property line, so I diligently measured off the edge of the road several times, made sure I was good there. I don't have anybody across the road. In front of me is all cropland. To the east of me is all cropland. To the west is my own house, which is about 105 years old. It sits even closer to the road than the stable I built. It used to have a 12-foot porch on the front of it, so it was almost on top of the road. But when that house was built, there wasn't a road there. It was just a dirt lane at the time. So I talked to a couple of my neighbors, and they didn't seem offended by it. And I didn't realize I should bring witnesses with me or backup. I just came by myself. I have some photos, if you want to see them, that shows the structure and its relationship to...
I think they have the, you have photos, don't you?
Someone took some photos, then.
No, okay, fine.
I have some that I just took.
Okay.
The actual structure and relationship to my house and looking south and looking east and west from it.
So did you say you got a permit?
I got a permit, yes. I have a permit at home.
Okay.
I went out to look at your property, Mr. Carson. If I didn't have GPS, I never found you. You're back in there.
Well, I am kind of, yeah, well, I'll tell you, I didn't have any neighbors that I could see from my house up until maybe 8 years ago, and they're starting to pop up and move in on me. Yeah. But it's mostly farmland around me.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, right.
I think...
I wrote a little description on the back of each photo, yeah.
I think it's so noted, isn't it, Mr. Chairman? Yes, it is. At the bottom of the application, it says, you know, okay, it's 100 foot from any dwelling. They're not even close. 12 foot from the 50 foot.
Right. On the front, yeah. All the, everything else is good as far as the other property lines. It's just the front facing the road.
Okay, thank you.
I'll say your horses are very friendly.
Yeah, well, the older...
As I get out of the car, they walk up to you.
Well, I'll tell you, they're friendly if you have some horse sense or if you're not threatening.
Oh, well, they must like me.
The older one, the older mare, if she sniffs you and you're nervous or uptight, she'll pick up on it. She'll lay her ears back and give you a dirty look. The other one is her daughter, and she's, they're both parsed draft horses. Pretty big and pretty cold-blooded. Although the older one does have a little Arab in her, from her mother.
Yeah.
Any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Whitman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? There any no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,317. It's a minimum grant and there are four relief from all parts of the neighborhood, and it's far enough back from the road that I don't like make any of that much difference.
Okay. Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Wharton and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,317. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Case number 10,317.